This is 31818. This is on the Province Corner Uncut. This is just some information that anyone in the United States needs to hear. This, the title of this is called Seven Gatekeepers of the Constitution. Enemies since the JFK assassination had developed a strategy to divide and conquer for the select purpose of destroying the Constitution. Thank God on November 8, 2016, Patriot Americans said no, not gonna happen. All right, this is the seven gatekeepers of the Constitution. Number one, form a perfect unity. Number two, establish equal justice. Number three, ensure their tranquility. Four is provide common defense. Five is promote the welfare. This is in the first paragraph of the Constitution. Six, secure blessings of liberty. Seven, safeguard our posterity. The Constitution was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Okay, the Constitution of the United States, this is the preamble to the Constitution, that first paragraph I said. Unity, justice, tranquility, defense, welfare, liberty, posterity. It's like there's seven angels that are watching the gates of the Constitution. This nation was formed by God. The seven gatekeepers have been under attack. Like this. They've attacked the first gate, unity, black versus white, male versus female, liberal versus conservative, rich versus poor, just, you know, on and on we go, gay, straight, he can name it. Equal justice. For decades, our justice system has become unequal in its application of its laws. Money buys justice. In short, the justice system has been taken over by deep state. Anyone willing to play the game gets a favorable outcome in the justice system, while patriots bear the full weight, or even more, punitive indiscretion levied by the entrenched cabal, controlled lawyers and judges. Tranquility. That's why our president had to bypass the judicial system, go to military law, or, you know, declare martial law to have military rule. Tranquility. Health care destroyed, spying on Americans rampant, and social unrest. It weakened the military, endless wars against made-up enemies, drug epidemics, big pharmaceutical lobby, big energy lobby, big insurance lobby, chemtrails, GMOs, deceptive media, the LGBT and liberal professors in colleges. See, these are all the discrediting of this. This is tranquility. Trying to corrupt our children in the colleges. Common defense. Nothing is more clearly under attack than the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms. The only thing that has kept America from becoming like Europe is the guns. Why? Because the cabal doesn't want the wrath of patriots awake and activated. Also, weakened military cuts at the heart of common defense. The fifth gate is general welfare. Welfare has been turned into a job that only requires a work a couple times a year. What is the job? Voting Democrat to keep the gravy coming. It is modern day robbery of American wealth with nothing in return but promise of more generational dependency. Opening the border and allowing all who come to be eligible for welfare is a major abuse. Okay, the sixth gate is liberty. Doctors and scientists who have discovered cures have been killed in droves. Farmers being arrested for simply grazing cattle like in past decades. State forbids parents to discipline their children. Free speech under attack. Christian faith under attack. Being spied on in our homes. No privacy. Diminishing freedom. Okay, the fifth gate is posterity. Our children have been under attack since Roe v. Wade of 1973. Upwards 60 million babies have been aborted. Child trafficking, murder, torture, and rape have been rampant. Education manipulation for the ones who've survived. 18 years of indoctrination. Public school. We the people are under attack. The Constitution is under attack. When it is gone, we have no defense. We the people of the United States in order to form a perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of our liberty to ourselves and our posterity, that's our children, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Okay. Now, this section right here is How to Create a Socialist State by Saul Alinsky. This is what Hillary Clinton, she wrote her thesis to in college, and this was their plan, Obama. They had a 16-year plan, him 8 years, her 8 years, to destroy America and get all this the way they wanted it. This is the enemy strategy, How to Create a Socialist. He died in 1972, was a Russian communist. There are 8 levels of control that must be obtained before you are able to create a socialist state. The first is the most important, health care. Control health care and you control the people. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them to live. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes and they will produce more poverty. Gun control. Remove people's ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you're able to create a police state, like Obama and the czars. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Think Common Core. 7. Religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and schools. 8. Class warfare. Divide the people into wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take and tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. That's like robbing from the wealthy to pay the poor. That's already been suggested. This was the plan for the destruction of America. Now for their methods. 50 plus years of treason. Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from 2 main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. Never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. Create groups that work out of their wheelhouse of comfort. Like, we're talking about groups like the feminist group and the Antifa movement. A common cause in their evil. Okay, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own. They excuse themselves, but they won't excuse others. You know, they get accused and they make all kinds of excuses and they exempt themselves, but you, they hold you to the letter of the law. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. That's why the way they shoot like machine gun bullets, their stuff, accusing all the time. It's just, as the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. It's like, won't they ever let Russia go? That's a prime example. Okay. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. The major premise for tactics is the development of operation that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. It is the unceasing pressure that results in the reaction from the opposition that are essential for the success of the campaign. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Boy, I've seen that over and over. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. The price of a successful attack is a con- constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. It's like in the debates, we saw this. They didn't hardly let the GOP even say anything. I mean, it was like, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people, not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions, like the NRA. Freeze it. Media keeps it front page. Polarize it. Force it to choose sides. Cut off support network. Demonize. Isolate from sympathy. Go after people, not institutions. Hillary Clinton wrote her college thesis on Saul Alinsky. She used to say the Bible was her inspiration. And this is what Saul Alinsky wrote in his book. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. See, that's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. The devil's using our own what we were supposed to be doing. Yeah. Just think if the church had been doing this, going into all the world, making disciples. Hillary even wrote a personal letter to Saul Alinsky. This is what Saul Alinsky said, a tribute to Satan. Lest we forget, at least, an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical. From all our legends, mythology, and history, and who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is very first radical known to have rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. Well, I wanted you to see that because in reading this, I realized just exactly what we've been seeing really during the pre-election and since Donald Trump, this is exactly what they're doing. So.